Welcome to the Insurrection Off-Ramp.
Doc McCurdy with you on the off-ramp. Welcome aboard. Here's AOC, Democratic Representative from the state of New York.
They know exactly what they're doing. They knew exactly what they were doing by attacking Dobbs and attacking Roe v. Wade and attacking it in the way that they did. They're trying to walk it back now so that they don't look publicly accountable. But I want to be very clear that this was intentional and that this is exactly what Republicans have been going for. We've seen it. You have the Heritage Foundation. You have lots of folks who are on record saying, you know, not only do they want to go after abortion, not only do they want to go after reproductive freedom, they're going after IVF, they're going after contraception. We have a mifepristone ruling that is coming down from the Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas enriching himself from the same folks who are saying that they are trying to control women's bodies quite explicitly. And going beyond that, they also want to control recreational sex.
Yeah.
Recreational sex. This is so clearly a patriarchal theocracy that has embodied itself in the DNA of an entire political party in the United States of America. And as women and as any non-binary and queer person in this country, they must be defeated. There should never be room for this kind of control by force over another person's body in this country. And they can walk it back as much as they want. They have done this. Who put those judges there? Not Democrats, not independents. Republicans put those judges in there. Republicans are taking women's bodies by force, and we cannot let them do it. It has to come to an end.
We asked Donald Trump what he felt should happen to women who refuse to cooperate with these Republican demands on their bodies and their rights.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Hey, there's Moscow Marge. Marjorie Taylor Greene, what do you think of Trump's treatment of women?
I'm not a doctor, but I have a PhD in recognizing bullshit when I hear it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, do you really think you ought to be using words like bullshit? I mean, there are children out there, you know.
Why don't you fuck off?
When the president announced that he was going to build a wall,
the press made rules, but the courts overturned him. He was still convinced that illegal set the goal. He made some threats, and that was disconcerting. So they headed for the border and back to Mexico.
You think we'd see why we wouldn't want a wall? Those people pay their taxes, $12 billion all in all. They pick the fruit and the veggies from the field. It's pretty clear they end up with the raw end of the deal.
But they spread some lies, try to make them look like bad guys, saying that they're criminals and on a public dole. When it comes to fake news, that one gets the grand prize. Always change reality to fit the current goal.
When we chase them to the briars and we chase them to the brambles, but we need someone to blame when our economy is slow. We better face the fact that our thinking is in shambles when our problems aren't coming from a place called Mexico.
These suckers, after everything that's happened, you still back me. It's truly a thing to behold. I wrecked the economy, screwed up COVID, ordered the attack on the Capitol that scared you into line. But look, I can get away with anything. I mean, I humiliate you even when you support me, and you won't do anything about it. God knows I'm a liar. You know it too. You know every case against me is real. You know I stole classified documents. You know I cheated on my taxes, defrauded my banks, cooked the books, cheated the little guys who work for me. You think I don't know I deserve to be impeached? Of course I know. And you know it too. And it happened twice. But you won't do a damn thing. I've destroyed your party, and you let me do it. Practically begged me to. You're like dogs begging for scraps. I know you don't love me, but I like making you pretend that you do. And it's not like you have a choice. You're afraid of me, and you should be.
train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear that diesel's coming. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and bottom. There's no control amongst the kingdom's throne. Yeah. The hopeless sinner who will hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, but it's not in place on the kingdom's throne. So people get ready for the train of coming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. But you do need some faith to hear the diesel's humming. Don't need no baggage, you just thank the Lord. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. This time I'm ready. Yeah. This time I'm ready.
There's some deprogramming music for you. Jeff Beck, Rod Stewart. On the off-ramp, people get ready. Yes, ex-President Trump, we understand you're having some problems with millennia. Would you tell us, please, your opinion of how your breakup and your separation has been going thus far?
Everything about it was disgraceful.
We had the House, we had the Senate, we had the White House, and we had a bigger majority than we have today. And we utterly failed to secure the border.
House Republican Chip Roy with an accurate description of what didn't happen during the Trump administration. Right back on the off-ramp right after this word from the Lincoln Project.
Women are dying. Right now. Today. In America. blocked from emergency rooms because Republican laws banning abortion make women and their doctors into criminals. Laws that ban abortion even in cases of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. The Republican candidate brags he ended Roe v. Wade.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Republican leaders brag about how they'll pass a national ban. The states where Republicans are in power keep making things worse. They want to ban IVF, ban birth control, take away women's right to travel, and monitor their most intimate, private information. No matter where you stand on abortion, no one wants women to die. So why do Republicans act like that's exactly what they want?
That includes the freedom to make decisions about one's own body and not have the government telling people what to do. However, as we know, almost 2 years ago, the highest court in our land, the Court of Thurgood and RBG, took a constitutional right that had been recognized from the people of America, from the women of America. And now in states across our country, extremists have proposed and passed laws that criminalize doctors and punish women. Laws that threaten doctors and nurses with prison time, even for life, simply for providing reproductive care. And then just this week, here in Arizona, they have turned back the clock to the 1800s to take away a woman's most fundamental right, the right to make decisions about her own body. This decision by the Arizona State Supreme Court now means women here, the women here, live under one of the most extreme abortion bans in our nation. No exception for rape or incest, prison time for doctors and nurses, and abortion made illegal before most women even know they're pregnant. The overturning of Roe was, without any question, a seismic event. And this ban here in Arizona is one of the biggest aftershocks yet. And understand, this law was passed in the 1800s before Arizona was even a state, before women could even vote. What has happened here in Arizona is a new inflection point. It has demonstrated once and for all that overturning Roe was just the opening act of a larger strategy to take women's rights and freedoms, part of a full-on attack, state by state, on reproductive freedom. And we all must understand who is to blame. Former President Donald Trump did this. During his campaign in 2016, Donald Trump said women should be punished for seeking an abortion. Don't forget that. He said women should be punished. As President Donald Trump handpicked 3 members of the United States Supreme Court because he intended for them to overturn Roe, and as he intended, they did. And now, because of Donald Trump, more than 20 states in our nation have bans. Now, because of Donald Trump, 1 in 3 women of reproductive age in our country live in a state that has a Trump abortion ban.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Arizona the other day to address the concerns due to the fallout over the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Everybody's enjoying their golden sneakers and their new $59.99 Bibles that they got from Donald Trump. We have a guy here who is an evangelist who doesn't think that the Bible peddling is too cool.
See, that's what happens when you don't read and pray. When you don't read and pray, you say, wow, there's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Pastor, I bought the Bible. Really? You're telling me that you're encouraged because someone took a government U.S. Constitution, a document that says we are of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people, the people, the people. And you have put it right beside the Word of God, which is eternal, unchanging, which says of Him, by Him, through Him, to Him, from Him are all things. And you're going to put those together and be happy about it? God forbid. Now, you can get mad if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. If you glory in that kind of thing, you don't have a prayer life. If you glory in that kind of mess, political mess, you do not know what the Word of God says.
I'll be your newest apprentice. My sister thinks you're a trip. All my friends say get a grip. And my skull's too numb to think, waiting only for the bullshit you've been peddling. I'm ready to fake anything. Your face does not fade. My IQ's 88. Cast your protesters my way. I promise to go punching them. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, build a wall for me. I'm not that bright and don't know that. Muslims away from me. With my jingoistic worldview, I'll come following you.
It's a strange world we live in. You know, Trump's answer to improving behavior involves going to the Supreme Court and legalizing murder, doing things like overthrowing the government. I'm going to do those crimes, and you should probably make sure they're illegal before you do them. But nice try and way to keep wasting the USA money. Keep buying those golden shoes. They look good on you. Nice $60 Bible. Could have gone into any motel and asked them if they Gideons had been by with their free Bibles. But nonetheless, don't believe that Trump is Jesus Christ. But we're not going to go through that again other than to say, Take a walk. Do something. It's time to knock off the hate, join the real world, and quit living in the Fox News alternative world before you too get sued.
Thank you. If you think your Irish grandparents are wondering, my great-great-grandparents who came here in 1846, and went, what in the hell's going on? I want to thank you for the warm welcome, but please, not so loud. Donald was listening. Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again. Kelly O'Donnell, President of the White House Correspondents Association, thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir.
But Kelly O, let's be honest. You're way too young to be president. It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife Jill was with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry. Just like riding the bike. She said, that's what I'm worried about. Of course, the 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies. And speaking of history, did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Quote, Gettysburg, wow. Trump's speech was so embarrassing, the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again. But look, age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me. I had a great stretch since the State of the Union. But Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell? Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me. Look, being here is a reminder that folks think what's going on in Congress is political theater. That's not true. The Congress were theater. They'd have thrown out Lauren Boebert a long time ago. Now, to all my friends in the press and Fox News, some of you complain that I don't take enough of your questions. No comment. Of course, the New York Times issued a statement blasting me for, quote, active and effectively avoiding independent journalists. Hey, if that's what it takes to get the New York Times to say I'm active and effective, I'm for it. It's okay. I have higher standards. I do interviews with strong, independent journalists who millions of people actually listen to, like Howard Stern. And I know you're looking around and saying, this guy's been doing this for 50 years. He's had his moment. Give him someone else a chance. To say that, I say, Lauren, ignore the critics. Ignore the critics. Lauren's a great friend who's had 8 comedians play me over the years on Saturday Night Live. 8. And who the hell says I'm not a real job creator? Look, Lauren's had even more comedians and actors joke about me. Like the funny guy in Weekend Update, Michael Che. He's hilarious. Scarlett Johansson, you did such an incredible job in your State of the Union rebuttal that you should be Weekend Update. Clearly, you're the funny one in the family. Look, folks, on a serious note, in addition to marrying up, Colin and I have another thing in common. We both find strength in family. I got to spend some time with his family yesterday in the Oval Office. Colin's dad was a high school teacher in Staten Island, and his mom is an incredible woman, a family of... That's why I want to close the night with my genuine thanks to the Free Press. There are some who call you the enemy of the people. That's wrong and it's dangerous. You literally risk your lives doing your job. You do. Covering everything from natural disasters to pandemics to wars and so much more. And some of your colleagues have given their lives, and many have suffered grievous injuries. Other reporters have lost their freedom. Journalism is clearly not a crime, not here, not there, not anywhere in the world. And Putin should release Evan and Alsu immediately. Just we're doing everything we can. We're doing everything we can to bring home journalists, fellow journalists, Austin, and all Americans like Paul Whale, you know, who wrongfully detained all around the world. And I give him orders to Biden. We're not going to give up until we get them home. All of them. All of them. On the third anniversary of January 6th, I went to Valley Forge. And I said the most urgent question of our time is whether democracy is still the sacred cause of America. That is the question the American people must answer this year. And you, the Free Press, play a critical role in making sure the American people have the information they need to make an informed decision. A defeated former president has made no secret of his attack on our democracy. He said he wants to be a dictator on day one, and so much more. He tells supporters he is their revenge and retribution. When in God's name have you heard of another president say something like that? And he promised a bloodbath when he loses again. We have to take this seriously. 8 years ago, you could have written off it as just Trump talk, but no longer, not after January 6th. I'm sincerely not asking of you to take sides, but asking you to rise up to the seriousness of the moment. Move past the horse race numbers and the gotcha moments and the distractions, the sideshows that have come to dominate and sensationalize our politics. And focus on what's actually at stake. I think in your hearts you know it was at stake. The stakes couldn't be higher. Every single one of us has a role to play, a serious role to play, in making sure democracy endures, American democracy. I have my role, but in all due respect, so do you. In the age of disinformation, credible information that people can trust is more important than ever. And that makes you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, makes you more important than ever. So tonight, I'd like to make a toast. To a free press, to an informed citizenry, to an America where freedom and democracy endure, God bless America. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Kelly, then you'll hear from a real comedian. I think I know what I'm in for. You know, Colin Jost has taken aim at me before with his jokes.
Oh, I'm sure. You ready?
Like saying, after winning the South Carolina primary, Biden barely edged out his closest rival. Time. Colin, when I win, I'm going to have a whole hell of a lot of time. And I'm going to be watching, pal. Kelly, back to you.
Apologies to Neil Diamond.
Ah, crackpot Rudy, he's on board. He's going to court till there ain't no courts to go. My God, he's slow. Lord, don't you know me?
taking a dime from the poor man's donations, hitching on that wrecked Trump train. No evidence there that he cares to take her along. Maybe he's wrong, but it won't be long. He needs to self-please and he'll put his pants on soon. Oh, he loves that poor child. She got the way to make him happy. To obscurity he's going in style. Crackpot Rudy, you're a dollar store mouthpiece. You make it look like your head shoots out wheel grease. So tuck in your shirt while you keep on laying down. Laying down, laying down, laying down, my Rudy. Crackpot Rudy makes us smile. Trump thinks if this lasts all winter, well, that's all right. Keeps us up all night. His brain is not right. They just kiss his ass and they don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, he loves his broody child. He got the way to make the Hicks happy. Democracy has gone out of style. Crackpot Rudy, Trump is not escaping, not even to Four Seasons total landscaping. So hang on and see the insanity carries on. End it now, end it now, end it now, now Rudy. Crackpot Rudy, he's senile, makes $20,000 a day, well that's alright. He's got all night to tuck his shirt right. Flip the electors and don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba.
Here's Redneckerski. Them, dang it anyway, if them people down in Tennessee ain't got them a good bunch, giving the teachers shooting irons now. That's right, armed teachers down there, and they're already make them damn kids do their homework. I tell you, if I lived down there in the South, I'd straighten up anyway. They pretty violent bunch down there. You saw them kind of flags attacking the Capitol. Them weren't no Yankee Doodle Dandies, I tell you. Them was a real thing. Those are Confederates, man, you know, and they lost that Civil War, and they've been kind of babies about it ever since. Go to school in Tennessee, kids. You better start doing your homework. This here's old Redneckerski.
On the off-ramp, where we're calling for a ceasefire everywhere. Hope your life is good. Don't forget to eat tacos for breakfast. Live the good life. Sleep in the streets and get your news from a comedian. See you next time.
That's all, folks.